Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. In the midst of a desolate landscape, where the grandeur of green hope has long succumbed to the sepia tones of decay, the rusting giants stand tall, a monument to a revolution that arrived too little, too late. Abandoned wind farms, once the bustling epicenters of renewable promise, today are but crumbling relics, whispering the laments of the wind through their decaying blades. In our latest feature, we take a journey to the forgotten lands where these wind farms of yesteryear now serve as a haunting backdrop for a world wrestling with the aftermath of environmental neglect and climate disasters. Our exploration is not just a tale of decay, but also a stark commentary on the fleeting nature of human ambition in the face of nature's relentless wrath. As we navigate through the wreckage, the sibilant songs of the disintegrating turbines provide a discordant soundtrack to our expedition. Each creak of the tired metal, each groan from the overburdened structures, resonates as an ominous dirge for our too late awakening to environmental stewardship. The giants, towering yet impotent, stand in defiant yet futile resistance to the gusts that once empowered them, now merely eroding their existence. The desecration is palpable. Lush greenery that once thrived under the aegis of sustainability has given way to the relentless spread of lifeless wastelands. The debris of forsaken dreams lies scattered amidst the husks of what were once gleaming symbols of clean energy. Nature, in its unforgiving march, has reclaimed much of the land, leaving behind only the skeletons of these ecocentric dreams, corroded yet eerily beautiful in their desolation. The eerie ambience of the site belies the citadels of innovation they once were. Bold statements of enduring change, these wind turbines are reduced to nothing more than colossal tombstones, inscribed with the folly of humankind. A haunting reminder that even the noblest of human endeavors can wither in the dust of a planet scorned. As night falls, their silhouettes against the crepuscular sky paint a dystopian canvas that no artist's brush could hope to replicate. Long shadows cast by the moonlight create a tableau vivant, rife with the anguish of abandoned potential. A tragic tableau where every broken blade seems to be reaching for the heavens in a final desperate plea. This graveyard of green technology is more than a symbol of defeat. It is an indictment of our collective failure to prioritize our planet's well-being. It punctuates the poignant reality that the initiatives once hailed as the harbingers of a sustainable future were abandoned. Not because they failed us, but because we failed them. Experts had once touted renewable energy as the panacea to our fossil-fueled addiction. But as societies crumbled and resources waned, short-term survival sidelined long-term sustainability. In the bitter twilight of this green dystopia, the once vibrant hum of activity has been replaced with an oppressive silence, punctuated by the occasional groan of surrendering metal. The chill of the encroaching darkness wraps around the rusting giants like a shroud. Time, it seems, has no mercy for the monuments of a revolution that failed to revolutionize. The whispering winds now carry tales of the erosion not only of physical structures, but also of the very fabric of our environmental consciousness. In this somber parade of abandonment and despair, these rusting giants serve as cautionary totems to a civilization that believed it could engineer its way out of nature's checks and balances. We end our expedition leaving behind the wind farms, their whispering blades still spinning their silent warnings to a sky that no longer heeds human cries. These whispering monoliths of our neglect stand defiant in the twilight of humanity's twilight, haunting testaments to a future that could have been and the wind farms that could have saved us.